Unscripted.
Unshackled.
Uncouth.
What you're about to hear is for mature ears only.
It's Miguel Fuller.
I would show anything. I'd show my hee-hee and my hoo-hoo and my ha-ha.
Holly O'Connor.
Hey, Daddy, you want to take this to the bedroom?
And Scotty the Body.
I am officially not only the grill daddy, but I'm a hot grill daddy.
Oh, wow.
It's the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
Only from Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hip music.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast.
Hi, girl.
We are engulfed in all things right now. Big game.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Exciting and nerve-wracking, as we've done now, what, 2 podcasts about it?
Yeah.
About sports, which is so insane.
Rare. I mean, obviously, it took having the game in Tampa for that to happen.
Yeah. But it's been really cool to see. This weekend, I want to try to, like, at least drive through Tampa
and
just sort of, like, see what's there.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling I won't be able to, like, get to anything.
Yeah, next week I don't think you'll be able to get anywhere if you don't have tickets.
Yeah, I had an appointment yesterday in Tampa, which is going to dovetail into how I wanted to start the podcast about today.
Oh.
But I had an appointment with Medi Weight Loss, where I'm close to 30 pounds down. Startmedi.com/1015. But I was over there for my weigh-in, and I had to drop something off at a friend's house. And so I was, like, in this, like, Del Mabry, Kennedy area. For some reason, they're doing something with the sewers or construction. But I was like, this ain't the time.
Maybe it's necessary for the next weekend.
Maybe.
Maybe we can't handle all the people without that.
All the raw poop that's going to be flowing through our sewers.
I hate that word.
It's a lot of poo.
Wait, you hate the word poop, but then about once a show in the morning, you'll announce that you got to go dookie. And to me,
could you hear how funny that is?
That sounds gross to me. Like, when you say poop, I'm like, oh, they're going to go to the bathroom
no,
and do whatever.
Disgusting.
No,
I've
when you say dookie, like, I'm like,
It's so funny to say. It's fun to say.
I don't like that word. Like, I never, because whenever we've done, you know, every morning show in forever time has always done the topic of, like, what word grosses you out?
And
usually it's, like, moisture or panties
or
and
ointment.
Ointment, and people call in. Oh,
ointment?
My God.
Ointment. That's a big thing.
Okay.
People
I think
don't like
why
it.
They don't like moist. It's that oi.
Mm-hmm.
Ointment. Moist.
Ointment. Moist.
Oi.
I hate the word dookie. And, like,
I have a question. Yeah. Is it dookie or is it dookie?
As dookie.
Dookie.
Okay.
D-O-O.
Have
that's
you heard it
dookie?
Ducky?
Not ducky.
That's,
wait,
that's an animal.
I said dookie.
Ducky? Wait, what?
You said...
dookie.
You said do... No.
Like...
yes,
like,
it's not that.
Oh, my God. Cookie?
Okay, cookie.
Cookie?
Cookie?
Dookie.
Ducky.
Ducky.
Okay, and the reason I say this is because that I have never once said that word in my entire life, because in 7th grade, Green Day came out with one of the greatest albums of all time from a rock band, and I loved it. And I was so afraid of mispronouncing it and getting made fun of because I was not a cool kid. So I just said the Green Day album. And that has carried with me my entire life, and I don't know how to say the word.
Oh, really? So you've never said dookie?
Because I didn't know what it was.
Okay.
I still don't. I'm not even sure what you said. Like, I don't know what it is.
Can you say it? Dookie?
Is it dookie? Or
yeah,
is it,
that's
it.
Yeah, that's it.
You said dookie. But see, I'm like a Miguel Fuller when it comes to that. Like, I'll be like, oh, okay, I got it. And next time I'm required to say it, I'll be like, what is it? I'm just not going to say it. It's not in my vocabulary. Kind of like the word R-U-R-A-L.
Rural.
Don't say it.
Rural.
I'm like, it's out in the sticks.
Oh my gosh. There's that, did you ever watch 30 Rock? There's that whole scene.
Wasn't it for like a.
The rural chore.
I hadn't even seen 30 Rock, but I know about that. That's
the
me.
Rural chore.
Yeah. I can't say rural.
Rural.
Rural. It just comes out like.
Rawr.
Like, what are we doing with these letters? Anyway, so that's my fun fact about dookie. I did it again.
Dookie.
See, I'm not saying it. I can't say it.
Okay.
Dookie.
It just feels dookie? Like I'm going to be made fun of by a bunch of 7th graders.
Do you know, and Holly, you know this about me, forever, I've always confused the saying and the actual spelling of this one word.
Yes.
So whenever I'm reading a book and they'll be like Tom Brady. He is the example that we go by of a sports figure.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so the SAT word that you would use is Tom Brady is the epitome of an athlete.
Correct. That's the word, epitome.
Right, epitome. So when I say it out loud, like how would you spell epitome, Scott?
Oh, jeez.
No, it's fine. And there's no making fun of you because I still mix this up.
Epid. So I'd go A-P-E, epid, D-A. Epitome? A-P-E-D-A-M-E. Epitome.
I'm going to just stop you right there.
I'm a stop you.
Yeah. So it's actually, it starts with the letter E.
See, that's dumb. That's not epitome.
Yeah.
But I don't like English.
But E can also be like
no,
no,
it's E.
Okay, we're going to go with me.
So it's actually spelled E-P-I-T-O-M-E. Epitome.
Epitome.
Oh, yeah. If I see it, I think I'd be able to say
but
it.
But see, Miguel sees it, and what do you think it is when you read it? What do you think it is, Miguel?
Oh, I love this. I'm not alone.
Eptome.
Eptome. I think Miguel may have said this on the air one day. He was like, you know, it's the eptome, and I can't let it go. So no. I was like.
Because I think I was reading something.
You were
like,
reading.
Because when I say it, I'll always say epitome.
That's what it was.
But then
reading.
I was reading something, and I was like, Tom Brady was the eptome of sports. And Holly was like, what?
I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know what you just said. And maybe it's me. What? I don't know what you're saying. Well, yeah. What are you saying?
Oh, that's funny.
That's when we found that out.
Yeah. And so even now, still, if I'm reading something, I will always, the first second, I'll see eptome. And then I'll be like, oh, no, it's epitome. I know that now.
Epitome.
So it's fine. We all have those
Miguel
words.
Miguel also mispronounces the woman's name, Chelsea.
Oh, God.
Okay.
That was rough for a while.
So I had to learn the hard way that Chelsea, because I used to always say Chelsea.
Oh, dear Lord.
And so whenever we would have someone on the phone, I'd be like, hey, Chelsea. And Holly was like, no.
I'd be like, Chelsea, Chelsea. And even the Chelsea would be like, yeah, it's just Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Like the word sea, like the ocean. Yeah. Sea. But Miguel just saw the A and was like, Chelsea.
I don't know why I was like, Chelsea, not Chelsea. And so even now, I still, like, if we have a caller and Scott, like, I'll look at the call screen board and I'll be like, Chelsea from Lakeland. You're the 10th caller.
You have gotten a lot better over the
Isn't
years.
Isn't that
about
crazy,
Chelsea?
Though, that our mind still does that? Because that happens to me because I host trivia like every week, and there's words that will just always come up, and it's like I'll say it over and over before I go to read it, and I'll go to read it out loud, and it's like, blah, 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 blah.
Hey, Scott, pull up the sidekick on the board, and let's see if we can hear this clip that I pulled up on my laptop.
Hey, I gotta miss an hour of rehearsal.
So this is when I was talking about from 30 Rock,
the
rural juror. I don't know what clip this is, but hopefully this will explain what was so funny about it.
So today, because I just found out from my publicist, I've been booked on The View.
Oh, Jenna, that's great. For the first time in your life, you'll be in a room full of women and you'll be the least crazy one.
I know. Oh, you know a clip? You should show MTV Darfur. You and Tracy were really funny in that. Oh, this isn't for TGS. It's for my movie. The Rur Juror has a limited release next week. Oh, congratulations. I didn't know they had a release date for the Rur... for that movie. Oh, sorry. Gotta take this. Hello?
You still don't know what the title is?
No, no one does. It's gone on way too long to ask her about it.
This title isn't hard to understand, right?
No, it's awesome. I love that we can work while we're on cocaine.
What? Could it be Roar Her Gem Her?
No, that doesn't make any sense. It's gotta be Oral Germ Whore.
Okay, bye. Sorry, that was my publicist. You know, I have to admit, I kind of like that Tracy Jordan is no longer the only movie.
So anyway, so
the Rural Germ.
That's like the only comedy that I've ever actually watched, like, on demand, binge watched it. It is so funny, 30 Rock. I love Tina Fey. So yeah, if you've never seen it, watch the on a 30 Rock.
That's a tough one.
Wow. I really wanted to quickly talk about old friends, okay?
All right.
Question, though, because you said you were going to bring up something from going downtown in the beginning of this?
Yes, and this is what this is.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm, yep. So I was in the Tampa, Kennedy, Bayshore, not Bayshore, Del Mabry area yesterday for Medi Weight Loss. startmedi.com/1015.
Here we go again.
And because when I was up in Atlanta during the holidays, I went, and I always, whenever I go home, I always stay one night with my college roommate, Corey. Mm. We went to high school together. We lived together in college for 2 years. And now she has built this beautiful farmhouse out in the country with her
She built the farmhouse?
Oh, yeah. Or her husband did. He literally, not like, oh, we like paid for someone to build it. No, no, he built it with his hands.
That's amazing.
By himself? Or did he have a crew of Amish people working with him? That's what you do in Ohio, the Amish
An Oh, really? Oh, yeah. No.
They're good builders.
Oh, no. He has his own. Well, he works as partners with one of our other high school friends. They own a construction company. And so he would do most of the work after they were done building other houses and have, like, you know, whenever he needed help, he would do it himself. But that gorgeous farmhouse.
That's bananas.
Well, Corey is like this, like, Martha Stewart-like right. woman. I mean, whenever you go to her house, I mean, when I say farmhouse, isn't like, ooh, I bought the farmhouse collection at Target. Like, literally, it is decked out, everything. When you go there, she'll have, like, she'll bake cookies and, like, have them on your pillow on a little plate in the guest room. She'll have a little carafe of water in there for you.
It makes you feel so inadequate.
I know. I'm always like, well, I suck at life. But that's just who she is.
But that's just how she likes to do it.
That's always been her thing. Well, we have a friend that has moved here to Tampa that we went to high school with. And she was like, I made this present for her. Can you take it with you to Tampa when you go back?
Mm.
Now, mind you, this was the holidays. And today it is January 29th.
Yeah, sure is.
Well, last week, Corey texted me and was like, hey, I never heard from Ansley. Did you ever have a chance to drop off that present?
Oh, Miguel.
And then there was that, like, do I lie? Do I say, yeah, I gave it to her. Maybe she's busy because she has a newborn. And I was like, no, it literally has been in the closet. I'm sorry. Okay. So I had to go give it to her. But then I had this anxiety because I have not seen or talked to Ansley since high school.
Well, let's back up before you get into the rest of this. Why did you agree to do this? Why couldn't you just be like, can you just mail it?
Well, I mean, why would I say no? I mean, it's like I literally am it's 5 minutes from any weight loss. I mean, there's literally no reason for me to be like, no, I won't say
no. It would have been more weird if you said no.
That's
20
true.
Bucks.
Okay.
So I was just like, cool, yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
But it's just like I said yes, didn't think about it. And then when I was like, oh, God, I have to go give it to Ansley.
Mm-hmm.
So then I messaged her on Facebook and I was like, hey, girl, I have a little gift for you. And she goes, oh, hey. So then, like, literally the 5 minutes that it took me to drive over there, I was like, what do you say?
What do you say? What do you talk about?
Because, like, we were friends in high school. I don't remember, like, people's personality. Like, I remember a little bit of a personality, but I don't remember conversations. I don't remember if we were close. I don't remember what we talked about, what we bonded over. I didn't remember anything. And I was, like, having this panic attack driving over her house. And I'm like, how do I even start this? So literally, I text her. I was like, hey, I'm here. And, like, she, like, comes out of her beautiful home. And I'm like, hey, and she's like, hey. And then there's that, like, awkward pause where we're like,
how you been, girl?
So what's been going on?
How's the past 20 years?
Right. And so then it's like we spend a couple of minutes just sort of like the rough overview of where the past 15 years of our lives has been and whatnot. And it was fine. And then we, of course, we end with, all right, well, let's get drinks soon, girl. Let's, like, catch up. Because, like, I don't remember anything, and I'd love to sort of, like, reminisce and sort of remember. But have you ever run into those sort of situations where you run into someone from your past and you don't remember, like, what your friendship was about and, like, how you connected that long time ago? Scott?
For me, it's every time I go back to Vero. Because the thing about, like, Vero Beach, where I'm from, is Anytime you go there, you're going to run into somebody. Somebody from your past is going to be at either Target, maybe the Olive Garden or the beachside, if you go out, especially if you go out for drinks, because there's only like three bars.
Oh.
And so I ran into it the last time I was home over like the winter break time, and I saw a ton of people that I went to high school with. And the weird thing now is that we all follow each other on social media. The hardest thing right now is, obviously, with our jobs, I post constantly. So I feel like my whole entire life is out there. And it probably is, you could pretty much follow my timeline and be like, oh, wow, Scott's in radio, Scott's doing this. And I guess, you know, whatever it looks like. And so people will run into me and be like, oh, my gosh, you're doing such cool stuff. I'm like, yeah. And I had so many moments where I was like, I literally don't even know what you're doing. I have no idea. Like, honestly, I barely remember your name. And then I'm like, okay, what are you up to? So, you know, the biggest thing, like, I'm learning is, like, I just literally acknowledge, like, the awkwardness in the situation where I'm like, literally, we haven't talked. And so, like, what have you been up to? Like, I get so tired of talking about me, or I'm like, what are you up to? What are you doing right now? Because for me, the only conversation really is, like, either what did you graduate with? Like, what is your starting job right now? Which is cool, and it's an easy thing to kind of transition into who they are. But I'm learning, like, so many people have changed from, like, who I knew them, like, in high school. Like, there's people that definitely didn't get on the same terms, maybe a little more douchey. And now I'm running into them. They're like young adults and they're like super cool. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, cool. You're actually, you're really successful.
Nice.
Good job. But it is awkward. But I have a problem with it because I always in the back of my head, I'm like, I'm never going to talk to you again. Like,
maybe why does this that matter though?
Well, it doesn't, but it's more so again, like I've said it in other podcasts. I have a clock in my head that's always like, okay, where is my time navigating? What am I spending my time with? Who am I talking to? And maybe it's a problem, but it's also just, it's just kind of something I think about in these moments where I could be like, oh my gosh, let's get together when I go back to Vero. But I'm like, no, we're not going to do that. Let me not waste my afternoon, like, you know, trying to find something in common to talk about. But it's usually just that 5 minutes where I'll just kind of get the whole bop, 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 and then I'll get out and probably never see him again.
I think that's most people. Right?
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe. I don't know, actually. I feel like I'm not like most people, so I don't know. Maybe not.
I mean, I guess, but it's every time I go back home, it's when I have these encounters. And that's why it gives me anxiety anytime I go out. That's one of the reasons, is because I just don't like small talk. I don't want to just step around like doop-a-doop-a-doop. And then the other part, why I don't like it with that short time I'm never going to see you, is like, okay, why are we going to have this conversation? Like, I'm never going to see you again. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just wait.
You got to do a pleasantry, like, at least a five-minute. Well, what are you just going to be like, hey, bro, and then leave? Bye. Like, that's kind of rude.
I don't know, but that's a weird thing, though. It's like, I don't like.
So you don't even want to waste 5 minutes.
It's not, well, kind of, because it's like, if we didn't connect before, I think it's more so when people are like, oh my God, we're buddies. And
oh,
I'm like,
yeah, you're not buddies.
Yo, we haven't talked in like 8 years. Like, I don't know.
I mean, I think it's cool to sort of check in with people to sort of see, you know, if you knew them. Like, if I had no clue and we never chatted once, then, you know, there's no need for that because you could just be literally anybody off the street. But if we did have some sort of friendship or relationship, or we were in the same club or something, I would at least like to know, you know, what your life has been like and, you know, how have you progressed, or
like, what are you doing for a living?
Right. Or have you heard any drama about other people that we went to school with?
There's those ones too.
I want to know about. But I remember, like, for my 10-year high school reunion, it was the weirdest yet validating experience ever.
Really?
It was because of the type of high school and middle school I went to. You know, I lived on the poor side of town. They lived on the well-to-do side of town. And a lot of my friends, like, think about the houses that you would find in one of the newer subdivisions we have here in Tampa Bay. So think of, like, in the Bradenton, you know, out there where they're, like, building it up. Here in, like, St. Pete proper or like Tampa or New Tampa, but like those newer homes, or even sometimes like the estates that
like
you
Lando
see.
Lakes area.
Right.
Oh yeah.
So like a lot of my friends grew up like that. Or think about some of the big houses on Bayshore, Tampa. Like my friend that I talked to, I had to drop the present off. Like, that's how she grew up. Like, her parents are, like, very well-to-do.
Nice.
But you would never know it. Like, super cool. I just knew it because we all grew up together.
Yeah.
But I always felt inadequate. And going to these schools from middle school and high school, being in special ed, I always felt like I wasn't good enough, I wasn't smart enough, And so that's why I always felt like I had something to prove. That's why I pushed myself to finish college in 4 years. And I was like, I got to progress in my career. And that's why I work so hard.
Yeah.
So I remember getting to my 10-year reunion, which I helped organize because overachiever, I was, you know, senior class president. We were doing our show in Panama City. And I was just, like, so nervous to, like, see all these people that I hadn't seen since high school graduation. And as soon as we opened up the doors to this brewery in Atlanta, people started coming in. They were like, oh, my gosh, Miguel, how you been? How you been? I was like, okay, it's good. And once we finished checking everyone in and then we started talking to everyone, that's when everyone was like, oh, my God, like, it's so cool to see the guy that has been talking about radio, TV stuff, doing it.
That's cool.
Because remember, I was on our middle school little radio station. Like,
yes.
Back in the day when we would just read the lunch menus and, like, the signal went a mile around the school and I stuttered through my announcements. I've always been that kid, the high school radio station.
Cool.
And so they were like, this is the coolest thing to see that you have always had this dream and now you're actually doing it.
Yes.
And so then this is what really just threw me for a loop when I was there is I was talked to like two or three different people and I was like, hey, how's it going? They were like, not about me. Like, I listen to your show. I stream you.
Wow.
It is so cool. And these are people that I literally had no clue. No clue that they listen to our show back in Panama City. And I was just, boom, shocked. And then whenever I would try to, like, turn the conversation, because then it gets to that awkward part where I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. Well, thank you. Like, enough about me. So what about your life?
Yeah.
And then, like, one guy was like, I'm the produce manager at Publix. I've got nothing exciting going on in my life. So have you met any celebrities or, like, what? And I was like,
I need that produce, though.
I love your banana peppers. Oh, my God. But that's one of those moments where I realized that I had been limiting myself.
Mm.
Like, since high school, middle school, I always thought I wasn't this, I wasn't
that's
that.
That's it, yeah, yeah.
None of those kids thought that.
That's, okay. That I wrote that down because I think that's the problem I have is, you know, I wrote down, like, for everything I just stated about having a problem, like, just wasting time. I want to take that back for a second. I think the trigger with that is because I remember there were certain people that just, like, wouldn't bother with me. Or, like, you know, I wasn't, like, in the, like, exactly the coolest group. I just kind of floated around group to group, whatever. And I think that's what it is because now it's, like, people will hit me up and, like, think, you know, I do, like, the coolest thing ever. I'm like, wait, but now you think, what happened back then? Like, you didn't bother with me then.
Mm.
And now, you know, whether it's, there's people in college too that it's like, they're like, oh, can I get some tickets to the concert? I'm like,
yeah, that's
now you want to know. That's, I think, where I'm like, that will be probably one of my, you know, once I sign up for therapy and like working through that, like that was one of the things where it's like, you know, back then and even to this day, like I don't really feel like the cool guy. I don't feel like that's not who I am. I'm just me. But I think there's those people that, you know, back then it would have been awesome to be friends with you, but you didn't give a dang about me.
Right.
And now you want to give a dang about me. I think that's a weird thing. And I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Do you grow past that? I think obviously
you do. Why
do you
have to? But I think that for me, like that's like, I'm not, why would I waste my time?
Right. I mean, to me, I think there's a difference in reconnecting with someone that you maybe were friends with or had a class or in the same club with. And, you know, you're having a conversation and catching up. But if someone that was mean to you or just blew you off in high school and now they're trying to reconnect because they think that they can get something from you.
Or like they're clout chasers.
Right. Then like, girl, bye. I have no time for that in my life.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. No. And I've experienced that not from that end, but like from a dating, like people I have dated in the past or I tried to date that I at least tried to talk to.
Yeah.
Or, and you know, and I never want to like say, oh, you know, bleep you because you rejected me because you know what? You didn't like me. That's fine.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
If you did it in a, if you let me down in a humane way
that's
and like, you know, exactly. You did it with velvet gloves and that's fine. But for people that were just rude or blew me off with like no explanation and then they're like, hey, so I know it's been a minute, but do you happen to have tickets to Selena Gomez? Bitch, fuck off. I want nothing to do with you, okay?
That's common.
No, so absolutely. If they blew you off back then,
you
don't need to entertain them now.
Okay, that's what I was feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. No. But I do think that everybody has a moment where you realize that you thought, you had a different thought of what people thought about you back then. And
yes,
that's what my high school reunion was for me, thinking that, like, I wasn't liked, or everyone thought that I was just annoying because I was on student council,
yeah,
and on the yearbook and video yearbook and chorus and drama club and student council. And everyone was like, oh my God, you were like popular. And you were like, and I was like, no, I wasn't.
Exactly.
Well, like, I had a one small moment. I have, remind me to talk about, like, not me not recognizing people. Remind me that, but that's coming in a minute. But, like, I had this conversation, and I don't remember why we talked about this, but, like, this kid that I went to school with, Tim, and I was good friends with, like, his neighbor. So he was, like, always in the group of, like, me in, like, elementary and middle school.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew of him. We were not friends in high school necessarily, but we, over Facebook, discovered some common thing. And so we ended up messaging. It was probably about how one of our other classmates was this dumb bitch trying to sell us, like, pyramid scheme things.
Oh.
And he was like, she didn't change. And I'm like, nope, need to remind myself about that.
Right.
And I was like, you know, I don't remember why I let my guard down, but I was like, I just feel like for a long time, my driving force to get where I'm at was to prove them wrong. Like to prove the what I considered most people in my high school who thought I was a huge loser wrong.
Right, right.
And he was like, I thought you had a lot of friends and you were really popular. And I was like,
isn't it crazy how we
I was like, I mean, I had friends.
Yeah. Right.
But
right,
we were most certainly not popular. I had like a couple different groups. Like I had my show choir friends.
Mm-hmm.
I had my band friends.
Hey.
I had my musical friends. Those are not like popular things.
Right.
And like there was always, you knew who the popular in crowd group was. I was not part of that whole thing. And so I was like, no, that's weird. He's like, oh, that's so weird. It's weird how we think of each other,
yes,
and mm-hmm, everything in high school.
Yes.
So that was like an eye-opener for me, because I felt a lot of like the need to prove myself because I was just so, especially in band. Like,
right.
The older, attractive boys in the band would like make fun of me, and I would be like, okay, what? I can't even.
Fine.
Even the band boys don't like me, whatever.
Mm.
So that was like a whole thing. Switching gears really quick, this, I was going to, I noted it for talking about it after you two kind of talked through that, which I think was fantastic knowledge about yourself. My problem is with like those type of people, I don't recognize them. I don't recognize anybody. And I don't
right
know, like, and I'm starting to wonder if it's like, do I have that weird thing where I don't recognize faces? That's how serious it is.
Whoa.
Like people we meet in the radio world or you in the M&H fam, like there are some obviously that I know because we interact with people like on the daily basis. So we have like a group of M&H fam members that I know I would recognize if I ran into them at Publix. I would know it. But that's the minority. The majority of listeners, even if I've met you previously, I will not recognize you.
Right.
It's like any interaction will completely leave my brain. And it's not just M&H fan members, like the radio listeners. It's also people that I've met through Miguel or my other friends, like acquaintances, like people mm-hmm that I may have met once or twice that we've had interactions, maybe even a short 5-minute conversation. And if I see them outside of the context in which they were, I don't even recognize them. And it's embarrassing. And it makes me feel like crap because I'm like, I don't know if they think like, oh, she's too good to remember me. I'm like, no, I just, it's like I don't have enough room in my brain for enough stuff and I just forget it. And case in point, there is a guy that is friends with my ex-husband and they've been friends since like we got divorced.
Mm.
And my ex-husband is friends with him and his fiance and has been for years.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he's really nice to Maya. I ran into him at a bar in Dunedin in December.
Mm.
And he came over to me and like was like, Maya says hi in the middle of this bar. And I had had a couple of drinks. So I was like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, my daughter? Like, who are you? And he was like, oh, I was just on the phone with Chris and we were just FaceTiming. And I was like, nice to meet you. By the way, I'm Holly. And he like took my hand and shook it and then just was like, okay, and walked away. It wasn't until the next day.
Oh, no.
That I realized it's that guy that I've met multiple times, have met his now fiance, talks to Maya. In that moment, I was like, I've never seen this man before.
Oh.
It's Tyler. And so then,
I don't know who Tyler is.
And so then I had to, like, go through this shame of, like, I introduced myself to him. Because, like, I was trying to do, in the moment, what I thought would be appropriate.
A nice thing to do.
Which is introduce myself. Right. But it was absolutely inappropriate. So then I had to text Chris, and I was like, can you apologize to Tyler for me?
Yeah, and it wasn't a, like a great situation either, especially if you had drinks, you're in a random place, and your
guard
was up.
I know.
Like, wait, who are you?
Because he was like, Maya says hi, and I'm like,
why are you talking about my daughter?
Are you? But like, it's that serious.
Yeah.
Because I had met this man on more than one occasion, and we've had conversations, and I did not recognize his face.
I think that happens. I think that's fair, and especially dealing with adults, it's just that there is only so many things that our minds can take in.
And it's just, it's embarrassing because you, and I don't want it to seem like I'm better than you, but like, for example, like if, remember before the pandemic, we used to go out to Franklin Manor.
Right.
Oh yeah.
And people would come up and we'd obviously met them before. Mm-hmm. I'd have to like stand by Miguel and be like, help me here. Because Miguel has a really good memory, especially with faces. And I wouldn't know if I'd met those people or not.
Right.
Especially if the outfit was different. Well, girl, you did your hair different. You might as well be a completely separate individual. And it's embarrassing.
Well, see, everybody has a different strength when it comes to memory. Like, I remember faces really well. And so I can always be like, oh, my God, girl, last time you were here, you just got a promotion for your job. How you doing?
And I'm like, yes. Oh, that's right.
But here's the thing. I will never remember your name. I'm horrible with names. Whereas my fiance, Abe, he remembers everyone's name. Like, literally one time, we can meet someone somewhere.
That's awesome.
At a club. We're drunk.
Like, what is he, a magician?
Literally. It's insane. And now, like, that's who I lean on for those, especially in, like, our friendship world. Mm-hmm. We'll be out, and then someone, and we'll see him the next week, and I'll be like, hey, you. And Abe's like, hello, Jose.
You're like, mm-hmm.
I'm like, yes, Jose. How are you?
That's what happens with some of your gays.
Oh,
because
yeah.
You roll deep. And I know, obviously, I'm friends with the core. Like,
right.
I got my core gay group down.
Right.
Like, those are the people that if we still got together, I would see them on the weekend or whatever.
Right.
But there's, like, a lot of gays in your group that are, like, second tier.
Like,
come around sometimes.
Not every time. Sometimes. Right.
But they obviously know me.
Right.
There's one me. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, how much one are you? God. No. I would just rather just not see anybody and just be like, please don't let me not embarrass myself.
Please, like, I'm so sorry. I think next time we'll just have name tags for everybody.
That'd be great if everyone always had a name tag.
I know. But then I could be like, oh, hello, Nick. So tell me about yourself. You're like, Holly, remember we went to see Ellie Goulding together? And I'll be like, yes. No,
well, see, this
I don't.
This is why I never, ever, ever, ever say it's nice to meet you unless they say it first.
Yep.
I always say it's nice to see you. Mm. I started
doing that after a while.
I always just say, how are you? Just skip past the introduction.
I'm always like, oh my gosh, it was so nice to see you.
Yeah.
I never say it was nice to meet you because I will, because literally during Christmas break, Abe and I were out and I'd had a lot of drinks and this guy came up to me and was like, Miguel, how you been? And I was like, who is this? But I could tell by the way he greeted me that we had talked or we knew each other. And the whole time I was like, who the fuck is this? I have no clue. We had a 10-minute conversation.
That's me every time. I'm really good at having the conversation that makes you think I know who you are.
Right? I was just like, oh my God, what's been going on? How were the holidays? I know it's been such a rough year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just keep asking very general questions.
Yeah.
I'm not like making references to your family or to who you could or could not be dating.
No.
I don't know.
No.
So that's why. And then like literally I had a friend of mine who I know this guy through. He was like, hey, so you saw my friend James out this weekend? And I was like, I had no clue who he was. It wasn't until the next day that I remember. And he was like, you did a good job. Because he was like, I ran into Miguel, and he was just so nice. I could tell he had some drinks. And I was like, bitch, that's magic, okay? That takes practice to be able to do that.
It really does. And if it happens to you, don't think that it's like I'm trying to scam you. Just know that I've had years of practice acting like I know who you are.
Right. And then hopefully it'll
at some point, hopefully it matches.
Hopefully it clicks,
Oh, my God. I'll wrap it up after this. But we were at this was last year before the pandemic hit. It was, like, probably one of the last things we did. We went to the Busch Gardens Food and Wine Fest.
Mm.
Or some type of thing like that. Where it was dark. So it was an evening thing, and you got your little punch card, and I'm walking around. And this guy, I was in line to get some of the food, was like, oh, my God, Holly, how are you and Miguel? And I was, I turned around, and I was like, hi, oh, my God. And he was like, I can't believe it's been so long. And I'm like,
oh, crap.
You are not kidding. Like, how about this, though? This is great, right? And so then we, like, jump, and he's like, but no, seriously, like, how are you and Miguel doing? I see, you know, you guys are amazing. We, like, I keep an eye on you. Keep in mind, no recollection. None. Face, name. He introduced me to his girlfriend.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, my God, so good to see you. So that was, I was just like, well, please help me, God. So we're talking. The line is moving up. And finally, as I'm keeping this fake conversation going, and he's just enjoying it because I'm filling him in on what Miguel and I are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we finally get up to, like, the food place. And he mentioned, and he was like, well, you know, it was just so great when you were in that building. And I was like, it was like a lightning bolt. Went through my head, went out the side of my body, and I was like, I know who this is. It was like in the last 3 seconds, and it sucks because you want to greet them now like you know them.
You're like, oh, hey, bitch, how you doing?
Yes.
I know who you are now.
He's the program director and used to be on air on a radio station at one of our competing radio companies where Miguel and I used to work like a decade ago.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
And I remembered in the last second, and in that last second, I was so like, I want to say hi for real. And I was like, anyway, tell everybody else we said hi.
But then, like, don't you feel like you sort of overcompensate
give
extra details? You're like, oh, my God, that one time I walked in your office and I sat down and you consoled me. Oh, my God.
Yes, exactly. And I was just like, I hope to God he doesn't think or realize that I just figured out who he was. Like, it was a game of fucking Clue until the last second. And I was just like, finally, I just been having this casual conversation. And the last second, I was like, ta-ha!
I got it. The memory is an amazing thing. It is an amazing thing.
Oh, God, that was slightly mortifying. But I was glad I nailed it at the very end.
You're like, I got it. I dismounted properly.
Yes,
thank
I did.
You.
I stuck the landing.
Yes.
There's that. So that's the crap that happens to me, just
I love
FYI.
It. All right, Scott, what's your social media?
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin.
Holly.
Radio Holly on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram.
Mine is Miguel Fuller, MiguelFuller. Thank you for being in the Platypus Posse.
Yep.
If you want some Miguel and Holly stickers, you can always just shoot me an email with your name and address, Miguel@hot1015tampabay.com. And don't forget to please leave us a rating and a review and share the podcast with a friend. If you have a friend that's like, I've been looking to getting into podcasts, but I don't know what to listen to.
This one.
Tell them it's the Miguel and Holly Uncensored. You can listen on iTunes, the Hot 101.5 app, on Spotify, everywhere you can, even on the iHeartRadio app. So take a listen and rate us. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
Catch up with the previous episodes of the Miguel and Holly Uncensored podcast from Hot 101.5.
Just hit up the Hot 101.5 app, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Search Miguel and Holly Uncensored.